So hello, Stephen Tobin from the ILO. You have written about social societies and employment, so what can you tell us about this, your paper?
One of the first questions we wanted to explore in the paper was to examine the two or three decades leading up to the crisis. We've seen a relatively large growth period, not only in advanced economies, but in particular in large emerging and also developing economies. But we've seen that during the crisis of the last three, now 4 years, we've seen an important destruction of wealth. And one of the questions we wanted to explore was that where has this sort of money gone, if you will? And how was it distributed not only before the crisis, but what's happened during the crisis? And try to examine some of the policy implications to mitigate the crisis and its implications for wealth. So what we've seen during the crisis first, I think, is with this massive accumulation of growth, there was an important shift from labor, away from labor or work, to capital. So we note that in roughly 83% of the countries for which we have information, between 2000 and 2009, the capital or profit shares in terms of the economy have grown, which basically means the amount going to workers has declined. That's kind of the first point. The second point is what happened to this large increase in profit shares. And the first thing we note is that the financial corporations have accounted for an increasing share of those profits in advanced economies, but also in emerging economies. Of that increase in profits or profit share, we note that a significant portion of that is now being paid out to dividends, and a smaller share is being invested in productive activities, which is having important implications on employment and society. We also note that with this financialization of profits, that the amount of investment, the declining amount of investment going into the real economy, is focused more on financial assets. So the type of mortgage-backed securities, rather than going into what we would call capacity building leading to employment creation. The other thing we wanted to also look at was the declining amount going to workers, what's happened to that? And we also note that a smaller portion of the population is accounting for a greater share of that wealth. So this is what we see as the 1% versus the 99%. So we see a growing amount of income inequality leading up to the crisis. And our concern here is that many of the policies that have been implemented in the last 3 or 4 years are likely to exacerbate this type of income inequality. For instance, taxes are becoming more aggressive. Many countries have increased VAT in order to increase revenue. There's also been downward pressure on wages. Second one, many countries are now reducing social expenditures in the context of fiscal austerity. Third one is there's less productive investment. Again, there's a reshift away from non-financial corporations to financial corporations. There's a need to boost productive investment. So in the end, I think to summarize, what we see is a shift away from labor to capital. Most of the increase in the capital or profit share is going to dividends, less to investment, and more to financial investment. And the little amount that is going to workers is now going to a smaller share of people. And finally, a number of policies that have been implemented during the crisis have not really attempted to redress these types of issues and may, in fact, exacerbate the business-as-usual scenario.